You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Cleveland Browns single game tickets on sale now. ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. It's your chance to secure tickets to all 2015 Cleveland Browns home games this season, including key matchup against the Broncos, 49ers, Bengals, Ravens, Steelers, and the home opener against the Titans. Tickets will go fast. To secure your tickets today, visit ClevelandBrowns.com or the Browns mobile app right now. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you. Hard Knocks return this week. And I know, Matt, you have not yet taken it in.
I have not.
But there was an interesting play and then confrontation between DeAndre Hopkins and D'Angelo Hall. And it has continued on Twitter. Basically, Hall got kind of his foot stuck in the ground, and like it looked like he hurt his ankle. And DeAndre Hopkins was talking trash. They were talking trash to each other. And it's gone onto Twitter where somebody took a picture of D'Angelo Hall's ankles and put it on the side of a milk carton missing. And DeAndre Hopkins retweeted that. And then D'Angelo Hall said, when the highlight of your career is catching a 10-yard pass on a DB while he slips and you feel like you did something, hashtag sad day in football. DeAndre Hopkins responded to that with, hope treatment goes well. And they just won't, they will not stop going at each other here on Twitter, which I think is pretty entertaining. What do you think about, what do you think about these players and having these little Twitter feuds?
I don't think it breeds the right culture in the locker room. And I would think that, Their PR staff in due time most likely will make the head coach aware of that, and eventually it would come to a screeching halt.
That's pretty it is pretty funny to me, though. You would think it would at some point, and it is a shame right now that the Texans and Redskins don't play each other. I think that certainly would be a lot of fun to see these two guys really actually get after it.
Yes.
He also gave some unsolicited advice saying you stutter step on your hitch routes, take it or leave it, as some advice to DeAndre Hopkins as well. A little parting shot there. So certainly some fun out there in Twitter world. 216-578-0850. What do you want to see tonight? Who is the player you are most excited, most looking forward to seeing? I'll start with you, Matt Wilhelm.
For me, it's got to be Danny Shelton. Because the 12th overall draft pick, and I'm sure at this time last year, it was probably hard to say anything but Johnny Manziel in that first preseason game. But the other guy you had to look at was Justin Gilbert. And so, again, for this football team, I'm looking at Danny Shelton to see the value that he will bring to that defense there in the middle. Locking up a double team, allowing the defenders to make plays around him, and just how big and physical he will be in the middle. That's my defensive side of the ball. And in limited availability, I'm, of course, watching Josh McCown, because he's going to be the signal caller for this offense. And then soon after, my attention will, of course, turn towards Johnny Manziel to see the steps that he can take in a football game.
I want to see Danny Shelton. I want to see him get after it, go all over the place, wreak havoc. That's what I'm looking forward to seeing the most. I also want to see Josh McCown, and I want to see Johnny Manziel look
stop,
good throwing the football.
Stop biting.
And I want to see this ground game. I want to see Isaiah Crowell go out there and seize the moment, seize the opportunity to become the guy on the Cleveland Browns running the football. I really want to see that. I think it's important. And if it's Terrence West, it's important to me that somebody steps up. Crow's my guy. I'd like it to be Crow. But it's important to me that somebody steps up and the Browns establish that ground game, because it's going to be key to what they do offensively. And one thing, I was going through some notes getting ready for the game. Last year, in the five games with Alex Mack, the Browns averaged 137.8 yards rushing on 4.8 yards a carry. In the 11 games without Alex Mack, they averaged 83.3 yards per game on the ground on 3.1 yards per carry.
It's scary.
That's why they drafted Cam Irving.
Yes, and why it makes so much sense, because and we said it probably going into last football season, and we're saying it again. And I believe that how good this offensive line was with Alex Mack, you can continually say this is a top five offensive line in all of football. And that means two things. When there are questions surrounding this offense, your ability to run the football, and you just stated those facts, and your ability to keep your quarterback, regardless of who it is, Thad Lewis, Connor Shaw, Johnny Manziel, Josh McCown, I went back to front. If you can keep him upright, you can win football games.
Absolutely.
Because we saw what Brian Hoyer did with a, you know, limited skill set in Kyle Shanahan's offense with highly limited assets at the wide receiver position. And in some cases, at the tight end position as well, because Jordan Cameron was hurt such
for
a significant
so much
portion of the year.
Yeah.
So if you can keep him up, quarterbacks will make plays.
And Josh McCown has proven that he can make plays when he has time, when he has protection. He is actually very, very good in the pocket, and that's what you want to see, and that's hopefully what you will see from Josh McCown this season. Something, a guy that was able to go ahead and deliver the football. Now, last year in Tampa, he was under pressure a ton.
Yes.
That was the problem for him. He was constantly under heat. He was under pressure on 43.2% of his snaps last year. Second most in the entire NFL. Brian Hoyer, meanwhile, was under pressure on 29.7% of his snaps. That's it. So Josh McCown, when he does have time, is very effective. And now Josh McCown is going to have a lot of time behind this very, very good offensive line of the Cleveland Browns, which is important.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen that every day at practice. And that's the one thing that where, you know, myself outside looking in, I grow in comfort with what Josh McCown will be for the Browns because of his ability to throw the ball accurately, get us in and out of the huddle. He stands in the pocket. You know, it's collapsing on him, you know, where other quarterbacks, and I'm not just alluding to Johnny Manziel, would deviate or literally run up the middle of the defense when it does part. He stands in that pocket and wants to deliver an accurate, catchable ball to one of his playmakers.
Yes, and that's what the Browns are going to do, and hopefully he's going to have that time to step up and be calm in the pocket, especially with a strong ground game, freezing the linebackers a little bit when you throw some play action, wrinkles in there as well. So those are the things that we are looking forward to tonight. That's what we're looking forward to seeing. What are you looking forward to seeing? G.I. George says, I want to see Justin Gilbert. Is he improving? Is he regressing? Eyes don't lie. I think that that is important. You do want to see that, and especially if he gets some reps with the ones, I want to see how he holds up out there and if he looks comfortable and if it looks like he has improved his technique at all, because we know he has the athleticism, but athleticism isn't enough in the NFL.
You're right, and I will be watching Justin Gilbert as well. It's not on my top five list as it was for Kevin Jones and Johnny Manziel and Justin Gilbert. It's not on my top five list, and it's not for this reason, okay? I want to see him because he's potentially the future at the cornerback position for the Cleveland Browns and the fact that we drafted him as high as we did, okay? But I believe there are so many other things to watch that will actually affect the product on the football field. Because hypothetically, we're going to be putting our eyes on Justin Gilbert, who was a guy that might not play, let alone definitely won't start, but let alone might not play for this football team in the 2015 season. So you're going to put your eyes and attention on something that is, in some cases, irrelevant from the product that will help us win football games. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, but I think people want to know if they're getting any kind of return on their rest or if there's hope for Justin Gilbert.
Yeah, but I just meant if he doesn't live up to it and you don't see enough of him, are we going to mentally write him off until he proves value? Because I'd like to compartmentalize him. Okay, we're not seeing what we want on Justin Gilbert, but let's focus on the guys that are going to win us football games instead of like living in this pipe dream of when is it going to happen? And it becomes a side story along this football season because of where he was drafted.
Wouldn't you like to see, though, him come in and be so good that maybe he does play this
year?
Yes,
absolutely. You know, and like I said, it's just when it comes to football, so much emphasis in today's world with the draft growing each and every year and who's going to be a first rounder and who's not. The emphasis on these guys is so huge and it looms so heavily over, you know, each and every franchise that if you get it wrong, it's a black cloud.
Yep.
And I just, with so many things positive and turning for the better for this football team, especially right now, you know, it's not a top five thing for me to watch.
I am totally fine
with that. If he does, great.
That.
If he doesn't, cool. Do your thing, bro. We got starters out here that need to play and perform.
that need to play and need to perform. And two guys, Paul Myers, our guy P. Myers Golf, is going to be keeping his eye on. Bar none, want to see Nate Orchard and Bloodbath show us what we will see many times in the offensive backfield this season.
I'll be watching that too.
Yeah, I can't wait to see Nate Orchard. I know that they are very, very happy with his development, and they think he can be an important and impact pass rusher. Eric Blendman writes, says, I want to see if some of these rooks can step up as gunners and returners. I'd put Travis Benjamin, Batamosi, and Marlin on the bubble if that's the case. Special teams is something that coaches really pay attention to in the preseason that your average fan might not. What are you looking for as a special teams ace yourself? What are you trying to see there?
Well, I would expect 100% of kicks made, whether they're extra points or field goals. We are not a team that can sacrifice not putting points on the board. Out of two young guys that are, of course, as we've mentioned, you know, throughout many shows, that are in question. So that's one thing that I want to see. I'd love to see unreturnable footballs by these kickers as well, you know, deep into the zone, out of the end zone, so there's no chance of them bringing it out. And if, in fact, we do have an opportunity to field a kickoff or a punt, I'd love to see us be productive with it. That means making a great decision if the ball is in the end zone, that you're confident in your return blockers in front of you to bring it out and get beyond the 20, otherwise stay in and reduce the risk. And then on a punt return, A, because of our problems last year, fielding the punt and making good decisions. And then when you do it, Coach Tabor putting the right emphasis on the guys in front of him creating seams so that a guy, as you were a huge fan of last year, is changing that field. 8 yards on a return, 12 yards on a return. Get us a first down every time that the ball changes and reduce that net punt for the other team. That's what I want to see, of course, tonight, which will be, you know, done by a lot of guys besides the starters, but the concepts are the same. So if it's being taught to everyone on the team, it will look the same way once the season starts.
You want that, and you want to have success. And I think special teams last year, coverage teams were very good, but at the same time, there were things lacking, as you pointed out there. Tony wants to see his man, Jordan Poyer, ball out tonight, which is good.
He'll get a great opportunity tonight.
Kevin, the Kevin Beard, founder of the Jort Report, says he's in a jort or no jort quandary right now. I think he's got to go jorts. Also, he says, I need to see Johnny and his leadership capabilities. And yes, I think there will be a lot of eyes on Johnny, and I do hope he gets ample time to play. I think that he should, and I think that he will, and I think that that will be a very good thing for this team. I think that you want to see him continue to develop. You want to see as much as you can. Mike Pettine always says, no substitute for live game reps. And with Johnny, I say get him as many as he can, especially when you look back and you say, okay, maybe this rookie season was a bit of a wash. It was a lost season. Let's get as many of those reps back for us right here with him focused and doing things the right way.
Right, and I concur with you in regards to your approach to Johnny Manziel in this preseason that almost every rep that Josh McCown does not take, I want to see Johnny Manziel.
Me too.
Because I think at this point right now, we know, as for you and I as analysts, I think the media, as well as many Browns fans, know what they're going to get out of Connor Shaw and Thad Lewis. They're not going to go out and shock you and throw for 400 yards and you know, and go 19 of 21 for 250 and three touchdowns. They're just not, okay?
Right.
Josh McCown could, but it's going to be limited throughout the preseason. Johnny Manziel definitely can. And if he can do that, I'd love to have it happen because of the confidence that the fan base will have now in Johnny again, the franchise that they made the right decision, and Johnny in himself.
And that's, I think, every bit as important because, you know, when you play with confidence and you're playing with more, you're a little more calm, you can have more success. It's a game. People wonder, how do you see these big momentum swings in the NFL? Because it's real confidence, and then you start pressing and you start thinking, and all of a sudden, before you know it, teams put 14 unanswered on you or 21 unanswered, and games change in an instant.
Yeah.
Confidence is key, even at this level, with guys who are as good as they can possibly be. All right, when we come back, more of your tweets, more of your calls as well. 216-578-0850. And by the way, Golden Maine just tweeted us, said, you know what I want to see? Josh Lenz, 100 yards and two touchdowns. I want some Taco Bell.
0%.
0%. Here we go. All right, we'll be back with more. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It's coming back. We can steal it if we bridge this.